to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network, coming to you from our studios in downtown Lansing, which has not been over the last several months a familiar spot for us, but we are there today, and we are also very happy to be hosting Executive Director of the Manufacturing Growth Alliance, Jennifer DeMutt. And Jennifer, thanks so much, and welcome to the show. And let's introduce you to everybody, if we could. Let's do a little "This is Jennifer DeMutt" moment here.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for having me. I'm thrilled to be here today. I'm thrilled to be on the Michigan Business Network. Gosh, a little bit about Jen. Jen DeMutt is passionate about small business, passionate about manufacturing in Michigan. I have spent my entire career, Chris, in small business, ranging from 10 years in three different small businesses to about 12 years I spent with the Small Business Development Center, all focused on small business success. It's a hobby, it's a passion, it's a career for me.
You know, I also might say that she was the driving force behind the growth of the Michigan Celebrates small business event, which has achieved great success, and which we did for the first time remote this year, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, we had a great virtual gala here just about 2 weeks ago. We had around 800 engaged online to celebrate our growth companies in Michigan. And it was just a fabulous evening. Chris actually emceed the event and he did a fabulous job. But we need to celebrate the success of our small businesses in Michigan. And Michigan Celebrates Small Business is a pathway for the state to do that.
Well, I can tell you that Jennifer is driven by her passion and she gets things done. And I've always looked forward to working with you, and I will in the future. And we've got kind of a surprise for everybody at the end of this little segment about your future here at the Michigan Business Network. So let's talk a little bit about the Manufacturers Growth Alliance, what it is and who it facilitates.
Yeah, so the Manufacturing Growth Alliance, also known as MGA, champions, serves, and advocates for Michigan small manufacturers. MGA drives solutions that help make manufacturing in Michigan the most competitive and prosperous in the nation.
Well, and they've been around a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so MGA, we started in 2019. I've been the executive director of the organization since, I would say, the beginning of 2020, just before COVID. And you know, we've placed a strong emphasis on helping manufacturers build smart and lead strong, not just today, but well into the future.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, because there are other manufacturing associations, so to speak. What differentiates you guys?
Yeah, so MGA found that there was a gap in the ecosystem to provide laser-focused services on second-stage manufacturers across the state. So what's unique about us is we target those growth-oriented small manufacturers and what their needs are and providing relevant resources to them. So let me define second stage real quick for the audience that's not familiar with that term. Second stage is around 10 to 100 employees and anywhere from $750,000 in sales up to $40 million.
All right, so that's true. And that we have found, if we target that, that gives us the best return for our energy, because that is the segment in business stages that grows the most rapidly.
That is correct, Chris. The second stage companies, small businesses in Michigan, they are the job creators. Yeah. When we think specifically about manufacturers, there are around 11,500 manufacturers in Michigan. 88% of those manufacturers have 100 or less employees. So those are those second stage growth focused companies that MGA wants to serve, has relevant services that will help them on that growth path.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's always a need for that, and especially in manufacturers in that area, because they're still not necessarily big enough to have all the resources through their own workforce.
Yeah, they don't, Chris. You know, going from stage one manufacturer to a stage two, they need to get their systems in place. Their management team isn't in place. The owner is still doing everything. And in order to grow and to be prosperous, to be innovative, that leader needs to focus on that vision, on that innovation. So having services that help second stage manufacturers, we help them with services, with helping identify their management team, and a lot of other aspects that help them grow.
Well, it's an essential part of this. And as a result, and us knowing the importance of manufacturing to the state of Michigan, we have taken a step in that direction by asking you to do a show here on the network. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm excited to share with the audience today that NGA will be launching a podcast on the Michigan Business Network. That podcast is called Build Smart, Lead Strong, and it'll focus on areas of focus for second stage manufacturers in Michigan. We'll talk to those manufacturers, identify what some of those challenges and opportunities are. We'll also have experts on the podcast that share with our audience tools, services that will help them on their growth path.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to that, and appreciate you taking the time to do it and to jump on here. I will be, of course, kind of a guest on your first show, which will be airing pretty soon, sometime after the 1st of September, if I'm not mistaken. But look for it. Hosted by Jennifer DeMudd, who is the Executive Director of the Manufacturing Growth Alliance, right here on the Michigan Business Network. So, Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us today. Remember, Build Smart, Lead Strong is the coming show that will be here. I'm Chris Holman. You've been watching the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network.